Hey, welcome. This is a beginner Ableton lesson on shuffled top loops for drum and bass. Fast, punchy, and swung, we're making the little percussion layer that sits on top of your break and gives the track that rolling jungle feel. I'll walk you through a one-bar top loop, how to make it lock with your breakbeat, how to process it so it cuts through a heavy mix, and I'll share practical teacher tips so you don't just copy settings. You understand why they work. Let's roll. First, the goal. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a one-bar shuffled top loop. Hats, shakers, clipped cymbals, and a bit of textural noise that locks rhythmically with a breakbeat at around 174 BPM. You'll know how to get a triplet shuffle using Ableton's Groove Pool or by working on a triplet grid. You'll have a clean processing chain using stock devices, and you'll have simple arrangement ideas to make the loop evolve. Step 1. Quick setup. Create a new live set and set the tempo to 174 BPM. Create two tracks. On the first, put your breakbeat. A man or a chopped break is perfect. Warp it in beats mode so the timing is stable. On the second track, create a MIDI track and load a drum rack. That drum rack will host your top loop samples. Step 2. Build your top kit. Drag tight, short closed hats into a pad, a short open hat into another. A small metallic click or cymbal slice into another, and a short noise sample for texture. Load each into simpler. Use classic mode for straightforward playback. Trim any silence, set attack between 0 and 3 milliseconds for snap, and set decay to taste. If anything is harsh, roll off the top with a gentle low pass around 10 to 12 kHz. Now the groove. Two ways to do it. Method A is recommended for beginners. Groove pool. Open the groove pool. Drag in a swing or shuffle preset. Look for 16th swing preset in Lev's library. Set the bass to 1/16. Set timing in the groove to around 60 to 70 for a pronounced shuffle. Add a little timing random between 5 and 15 to humanize it, and add velocity around 30 to 50, so the groove shapes dynamics. Drag that groove onto your MIDI clip or choose it from the clip's groove menu. If you want to bake it, click commit, but keep an uncommitted copy for later tweaking. Method B is a great learning exercise. Program on a triplet grid. Set your clip grid to 1/16T and place closed hats on the downbeats and the triplet after each downbeat. Think of the pattern as forward-leaning. Down, trip, down, trip, and so on. Use lighter velocities on the swung notes to create push without overpowering the break. Layering is crucial. Duplicate the hat pattern onto other pads with different samples. Use a brighter hat at lower velocity to add presence and throw in a percussive click at low velocity for ghosting. For width and separation, nudge one layer forward by 5 to 15 milliseconds or apply a slightly different groove amount. Small timing offsets create natural spread. Quick teacher note, whenever you nudge layers, listen for phase issues. Flip your master to mono periodically to check that the energy stays consistent. This audio version is shortened for playback.